It would be interesting to compare a list of who we think our closest friends are with a list of people who think that we are their closest friends. I bet there would be a discrepancy. I bet there would be people who we think we are closer to than we really are, and folks who think that they're closer to us than they really are. Just because someone is nice to us and is good with conversation doesn't mean make them a real friend. Today, this is what Jesus presents to us. Is Jesus really our friend? Is Jesus really a close friend? Is Jesus really our God? We have in our minds what makes a close friend. We know what our expectations are for our friends and loved ones. We expect something from them. We might have many acquaintances in our life, but we have far fewer real friends. People who we will drop everything to do something for if they are in need. People who we allow ourselves to be inconvenienced by because we love them and care for them. Is Jesus one of these people? When was the last time we inconvenienced ourselves for Jesus? When was the last time we stood up for Jesus when someone was making fun of him or speaking poorly about him? When was the last time that we checked in with Jesus? True friends check in every day. True friends do things for each other that they would not do for anyone else in this world. True friends are folks that we lose other friendships over because they are more important than the other people. The fact is that as we live our life, everyone will know who we love. We can't help but show it. We are always talking about them. We mention them in passing. We change our lives for them. People know who we love because it comes out of us naturally. Can we say this about Jesus? That our love for Jesus is shown naturally. It's not forced. It's not for show. We just love Jesus because our whole life would be empty without him. My guess is that we're honest with ourselves. We would all struggle to say that we truly love Jesus as a real friend. Christ has given us some ways to know if we're on the right track or not. Each relationship comes with rules. Each relationship comes with some expectations. And for Jesus, we have the Ten Commandments, but we also have the precepts of the church. The commandments are the negative ones, things we should not do. But the precepts of the church are the things that we should be doing. Going to church every Sunday and Holy Day. Going to confession at least once a year so that we can receive communion at least once a year. Giving our time, talent, and treasure to help the church and our ministry and those who are in need. And fasting and abstaining on the days that it's called for. These are the precepts. If we regularly fail to do these things, it shows that our relationship is off with Jesus. If we regularly break the commandments, it shows that we put ourselves before God. But just like in any earthly friendship, we expect so much more than just the bare minimum. And that's what the precepts and the commandments represent in our relationship with God. We want our friends to really love us, and that can't be fully expressed in rules and precepts. It goes much farther than that. So that's a challenge for us, because eventually we will see Jesus, and we want him to be waiting for us like we are a good friend, because we've lived our life here on earth like he's our best friend.